long road for Bo Sandlin to get to this point. Barely recruited out of high school, he went to junior college and was rated one of the top JUCO tight ends in the country, finally generating plenty of interest. He went to Miami, but left there after just 1 year to transfer to Montana State, a decision he doesn't regret, even though he only had 1 year of eligibility left to play there.
I think it was the best thing I ever did. It helped me immensely. I feel confident that had I not made that move to go to Montana State, I wouldn't have put myself in the position, frankly, that I am in now with a PA game invite, with a combine invite, and, you know, putting myself in position to achieve my goals that I've wanted to do my entire life, you know, play in the NFL.
Sandlin caught 37 passes for 632 yards and 9 scores last season, the only production NFL scouts have to go on. He said he brings a clean medical history into the draft, never having suffered an injury in more than a dozen years of playing football. He'll still have a lot to prove at the NFL level, but he's ready to give it a shot.
I don't see myself as a one-dimensional tight end where everybody knows I'm running a route when I come in and we're going to pass, or, you know, we're running power when I come in. I think that I can contribute in both aspects of the game and be a complete tight end, play all three downs.
As for his favorite tight end, Sandlin looks up to an accomplished pro who has maybe been underrated or flown under the radar a bit, much like his own status right now.
The guy who just retired, Heath Miller, he's somebody who I have a great amount of respect for. Just he might not be the guy that pops up to a lot of average football fans. A lot of people say Gronk or Jimmy, sounds like that, but I think that he's really, the way he played is something I'd like to model my game after.